And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now let's open up the mics. Here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And happy Thursday, one and all. We're thawing out here. In fact, I was doing some personal thawing out, a little ice sculpting out in the parking lot just a few minutes ago when I got the call that, hey, it's time for Talk of the Town. So I had to put down my shovel, put down my broom, and come on in here and talk with you, which I'm happy to do. Although I've got a couple of burrs in my saddle that I'm going to unleash, not the least of which a House bill that is under consideration at the Arizona legislature that, if enacted, would be absolutely dreadful for this state. And so we'll talk about that and what you can do to make sure that it never sees the light of day. Also, we've got Supervisor Tom Thurman joining us here live in studio. We'd like to know what the county feels, what kind of effects the county may have as a result of the government shutdown, and also maybe do a little jail talk, too, while we're here. So we got lots to talk about, but first and foremost, we're going to take a quick break, and we're also going to get ready to tell you about the Arizona House bill that, if it makes the floor and it gets a vote and if it's approved, we are all in trouble. So stay tuned. I'll have it all for you when we return live on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four savory chilies that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor a different, unique, made-from-scratch chili each week as you chase away the winter cold here at Prescott Brewing Company. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down with here in your warm and cozy hometown brewery in the heart of downtown Prescott.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the confidence that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back. And joining me live in studio is Yavapai County Superintendent, one of five, I might add.
Supervisor.
I'm trying to do too many things here. I'm trying to push buttons and remember your name.
You're getting older, we know.
I'm there, bro. I'm already
well,
there.
And in some states, it's supervisors. In other states, it's commissioners. So a lot of people don't realize it's the same thing.
Well, we're going to talk about what's going on in the county in a moment with Supervisor Thurman. I'd like to get his take on whether or not the county is being affected in any way by the federal government partial shutdown, but we'll talk about that here momentarily. But something came across my desk this morning that just absolutely gave me the chills. I mean, back of my neck stood up, and I was ready to, strangle the computer when I saw this. And I want to thank Suzanne Caitlin and Linda Nichols for bringing it to my attention. It is House Bill 2021 at the Arizona Legislature. And what House Bill 2021 would allow, and I want your reaction, Tom, to this, it would allow people to sign petitions to get initiatives on the ballot by being able to sign online. And I'm going to tell you right now, I am not only opposed to this, I am like going down to the House of Representatives with my tiki torch opposed to this. This would be the worst possible thing you could do to the state of Arizona is allow people to namelessly, facelessly, online be able to sign petitions to allow initiatives to go forward. And let me give you a couple of reasons why. First of all, I'm going to take you back to 2002. There was a proposition that was put on the ballot called Prop 202. And what Prop 202 would have done had it been enacted, it would have drawn a circle around all the major cities in the state of Arizona, Prescott included. And what would happen as a result is that development would only be allowed inside the circle, and you would not be allowed to develop, quote unquote, your property outside the circle. And this was put forward by the Sierra Club and, you know, a bunch of anti-development, anti-growth people that was just so god-awful. We ended up, when it first came out, it had a 60% approval rating. 60% when it first came out. We became aware of it, and we started rallying. We were down at the courthouse, and we were shouting back and forth with the Yes on 202 people, and we adopted one of their great tactics where you get the protest song going with your point of view in the middle of it. And it was, hey, hey, ho, ho, 202 has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, 202 has got to go. And so we have these, you know, we have these guys that we're like nose to nose with, and they're, you know, where did you, we would tell them, where'd you buy your clothes? Well, I bought them secondhand. Well, you can't have a secondhand store if you're not allowed to build the building to put the store in. And, you know, so this whole thing was just stupid. And then on top of that, worst of all, unintended consequences. If the land outside the circle was not allowed to be developed, quote unquote, guess what is backing the loans that small community banks make to you and me? Well, it is large landowners that are part of the bank ownership, and their land is part of the assets that the bank uses in order to capitalize. And so by drawing that circle and making the land outside the circle worth, not worthless, but worth a lot less, it would make all of our community banks insolvent if that were to be approved. Now,
you couldn't do it because the Constitution disagrees with that. And I guarantee you that the folks that own property outside of those circles would have gone to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court would have said absolutely not. They have private property rights. You cannot diminish that unless the government is willing to pay for whatever the percentage of loss would be.
Well, and I agree with that. But you know that it takes time and money and legal expenses and everything else, and you're always fighting when these crazy initiatives come out. Well, here's an initiative that came out recently that didn't make it to the Supreme Court. It actually got enacted, and that is the raise in the minimum wage law. Now, you could say, as one of our former presidents said, well, America deserves a raise. Well, you know, that's okay, but the market should determine what people get paid. If you don't like what you're paid and you don't like your job, you are free to go get a better paying, different job somewhere else. The government should not be telling me, if I have someone that's willing to work for me part-time on the weekends for $5 an hour, it should not be illegal. And that's basically what this does. That's what the minimum wage law does. And so what they did was they raised the minimum wage law. They raised it to 10, to 10.50, to 11, to 12. And so every dishwasher in Yavapai County is going to go from making, you know, minimum wage, which might have been 8, to 12. Now, you know, hooray for them, but you're talking about raising the cost for restaurants 50%. 50%. So is it any wonder that after this minimum wage law was approved by initiative and enacted, that practically every restaurant in Yavapai County tore their menus up, started all over again,
raised their prices, added the $2 for a burger.
All the prices. Right. I even know of one restaurant that added a surcharge at the bottom of the check and didn't tell the customer, you know, what it was for. So when the customer looks at the check and goes, what's this 2% surcharge for? He says, well, that's to pay for the higher minimum wage law.
Well, but it even goes beyond the restaurants. Here's the real catch-22 on this, the unintended consequence, is like our retirement homes. These folks work with very poor people all the time. They come into their homes, they're cleaning their houses, or they're working in a home that has, you know, 8 people, or some of them that have 50. And when that happened, it just made it so hard on the folks that have a limited income, i.e. they're elderly, and they're having to live in one of these homes further till they pass. And so now the cost of that even went up, and it was already too high and to be able to give services. And so it really hurt some people in the pocketbook that shouldn't have been hurt.
And not only that, if you have a hard time finding a job as a high school student right now, how is raising the cost of hiring a high school student, how does it make that task easier?
Well, the incentive is that you're not going to make a whole lot of money. You better stay in school and get either a degree or learn a trade. And we have a slew now of different educational systems that you can learn a trade. Not everybody goes to college, but you know what? You can graduate high school, and I'll give you a perfect example. I adopted 2 girls after I raised my boys, and the oldest girl just graduated last year in May at Bradshaw Mountain High, And she went through CNA class in school, dual accreditation with Yavapai College. She got right out of that high school making $16 an hour, works three graveyard shifts of 12, and gets paid for 40. Making that kind of money, there is money out there to be made. You don't have to be a burger flipper. You don't have to shovel the snow on the neighbor's property.
Come on now.
and so, you know, I understand completely. Now, here is another unintended consequence. Coconino County, Flagstaff. They thought it was way too low already. So they went up $2 more. Their ordinance is $2 more in the city of Flagstaff than whatever the minimum wage is for the state. Now, all of a sudden, bang, this proposition comes in a couple of years later, and now they're going to be at $14 an hour for the busboy, and it's just getting cost prohibitive to live.
So the minimum wage law that was put into place by initiative was not the worst part of this. The worst part of this was the other component, the hidden component, the one that the petition signature people didn't disclose as they were going around getting you to sign a petition saying, are you in favor of raising Arizona's minimum wage? Everybody said, yeah, I'll sign it. But they didn't tell you the rest of the story. And the rest of the story is this crazy PTO, paid time off clause, that I am not opposed to the idea of giving people paid time off. I already do. You know, sick pay, vacation pay, mental health pay, whatever you want to call it. But this law did, this is a lawyer's dream. It causes you to have to keep track of the paid time off by the hour. So for every 30 hours a part-time worker works, you earn 1 hour of paid time off.
Right.
And you accumulate these during the course of the year. And then if you don't use your three accumulated hours, days, or five accumulated days in the case of a full-time person, guess what? You get to roll them over to the next year.
They're telling you, government again, being so large, telling you how to run your business.
So here's what happens, everybody. I now have enough people that have been with me long enough that not only do they get paid vacation, they now have 10, in some cases, as much as 10 days of paid time off. I don't have enough staff in order to be able to cover everybody taking all of their 10 paid days off during the course of the year. And what they were planning on doing, and luckily we had the change in Washington, because the new law that would have come in from the Labor Department had Donald Trump not been elected was you had to give someone at least 2 weeks' notice before you made a change in their schedule. And if you didn't give them 2 weeks' notice, you had to pay them time and a half for the hours that they had to cover for somebody else who got sick or had a parent that died or, you know, a kid that got sick and had to stay home or something like that. It is a nightmare. You want that more, that kind of crappy law to go through, all you have to do is allow people to vote online for petitions to allow initiatives. I think we should be making it harder for initiatives to get on the ballot, not easier, because right now the results of initiative work, as far as I'm concerned, has been very bad economic and public policy as a result.
Are you saying then, as a devil's advocate here, are you saying that you don't trust the cloud, the computer systems that we have today?
I am going to take a break. I'm going to answer that question in the frame of looking at the results from this last election. And this last election allows you to use mail-in ballots. You can't vote online. Mail-in ballots. And I'm going to tell you what the result was and why this online registration for initiative ballots is absolutely off the rails. We'll be right back with more Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com.
Oh. This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Drive away a winner this January at Cliff Castle Casino. We've got your keys to a brand new Kia Sorento. Earn entries all month for a chance to win cash prizes and a new car. Increase your chance of winning with bonus entries on Tuesdays. Keep the winning going with Friday night cash drawings from 6 to 10. Two people each hour will win a share of $3,000. Then on Thursday, January 31st, one lucky winner will drive away with a 2019 Kia Sorento. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back live here at the KQ&A studios. Sanford Cohen along with Yavapai County Supervisor Tom Thurman. And I'm answering your question regarding whether or not I trust the online process. And let me give you an example from this year's Arizona election as to why online voting would be absolutely untrustworthy, which is why online petition signing should be absolutely untrustworthy. We have a combination of mail-in and in-person voting in our state. That's the only two ways you can vote. You either have to mail it in or bring it in, or actually sit there on voting day or vote early and vote in person. And still, with all of that protection in place, we still had 58,000 ballots in this state that were cast for the U.S. Senate that had no vote for governor. We had 60,000 ballots in this state that cast votes for attorney general. No vote for Senate, rather. And no vote for attorney general. And 58,900 ballots cast for Senate with no vote for governor, none. And the margin of victory was 55,000. If it was up to me, and obviously nobody in the Republican Party cared enough to want to, you know, rattle the rafters, but if it were up to me, I would grab all 58,900 of those ballots that had no vote for governor, and I would trace them to make sure that those are real people. And again, because these are ballots that are done either mail-in or in-person, so you do have a hard copy of these ballots. With the online petition, there is no hard copy of any kind. And verification, far as I'm concerned, verification right now, when you actually have people that have to physically sign the petition, we're not able to verify a lot of the signatures that take place. We only do a small sample. Well, online, you might as well throw the verification process out the window because anybody that can create an online petition has the tech savvy to be able to create a derivative that allows the votes or the signatures or whatever you want to call it on those petitions to go the direction they want to go.
And as part of that is the tactic that they would vote for Kristen Sinema, but and they were Democrats or independents that voted for her and did not want to vote for Governor Ducey.
But they didn't vote for Garcia either? That doesn't make any sense.
I know.
It makes no sense. I'm telling you right now, makes no sense. So I'm just saying, those 58,900 ballots, as far as I'm concerned, are suspect.
Or the half a million that Maricopa County just conveniently said, well, wait a minute, we can't count those tonight. We have problems with almost a third of their voters in the county of Maricopa County. I'm going, really? And we had to wait weeks to get that? And it was back and forth between Kristen Sinema and Martha McSally, back and forth and back and forth. I know, if you were conspiracy theorists, you would...
I'm just counting the ballots, Tom. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I literally went to the Secretary of State's website and I counted the ballots. And I said, look, we have these many ballots that have been counted. And of those, we have a discrepancy in the number of total ballots cast for the Senate versus the governor. We had 58,900 more ballots for the Senate with a zero vote, not a write-in, not a Garcia, a zero vote for governor. That makes no sense to me at all. If they're so, would a Democrat not vote for their fellow Democrat?
Well, because they didn't like him. I got a lot of Democrat friends, and they didn't like him.
It's baloney. Yeah. Anyway, so now House Bill 2021 rears its ugly head, and the initiative process is being proposed to go online. And this is absolutely hideous. I would no sooner want the proposition initiative process online than I'd want our voting to go online. It would be a terrible, terrible outcome for the state of Arizona. Not only that, I'm not really crazy about the initiative process anyway. We elect our legislative representatives in the House and Senate to represent us, and they get together in a deliberative body and they make laws. They change laws. They get rid of laws. The idea that you're going to take mob rule and have everybody come out in an online petition frenzy because they want some crazy law that ends up benefiting some people and hurting others, I don't understand why we even need the initiative process when we have a legislature.
I'm sure that they're going to say that they're verifiable, that they have a list, that you are John Doe and you are a registered independent and you have the authority to sign a petition. And once you've signed one, then you're not allowed to sign anymore. They're going to say there are backup systems to this. But I come back out with, there's a lot of backup firewalls out there that we lost all of our personal information to, from Facebook to the hotel chains. That, you know, I mean, every day we hear somebody else at Target. I mean, there's always somebody that we hear, by the way, you might be impacted by, we had another breach. Because whoever creates a firewall knows how they created it. And they, you know, hey, I'm going to give you $1 million if you teach me how to reverse your firewall, and the money does it. And so then with Russia attacking our internet system constantly and China, I'm to the point now. And you get emails all the time. I get them from Amazon. Thank you for the order that you paid on Amazon or Apple. And I'm going, wait a minute, I didn't do an order. And just you opening that thing up now brings that virus in. It is such a game out there now on the internet. I'm just...
We should not play games with our democracy. And as far as I'm concerned, we need to toughen the laws regarding ballot signatures. People need to have there needs to be a full disclosure of absolutely everything that's in a potential initiative before someone can sign it. There were people going around literally saying, you know, are you in favor of raising the minimum wage? And they go, yeah, well, sign here. And that was it. Didn't know anything about the PTO law. Didn't know anything about the record keeping. Didn't know anything about the legal challenges that you can face as an employer. You know that if you've taken a paid day off any time in the last 90 days and you get fired, you can use that paid day, taking that paid day off, you can use that to challenge the firing as saying that you were fired because you took a paid day off.
Nah.
You know, I'm saying you read this thing and it just puts, it curls the hair on the back of your neck. So we don't want more of this kind of crappy law done, and we certainly don't want to do it by initiative, and we certainly don't want to do it by online petition. So you want to get a hold of your elected representatives and tell them to vote no. Don't even allow this bill on the floor. House Bill 2021, and hopefully we have enough of a firewall down at the Capitol to keep this thing from seeing the light of day. What a terrible, terrible idea. Well, we're going to take a break and get you some news and then more with Supervisor Tom Thurman. We're going to talk about stuff a little closer to home. I'm just curious as to whether the federal shutdown has had any noticeable effects here in Yavapai County. We've got more coming away live on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at KQNA.com. Back after the news.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. With no end in sight to the federal government shutdown, national parks are feeling the impact. That includes Saguaro National Park in Tucson.
The biggest concern that our supporters and everybody that loves the park, you know, really cares about is making sure that trash isn't accumulating too much.
Friends of Saguaro Executive Director Fred Stula says while park staff is furloughed, volunteers are trying to help out, doing their best to watch out for visitors to make sure they stay safe in the absence of park rangers. Overnight closures won't be taking place on Highway 89 in Prescott.
ADOT had scheduled closures of the roadway in both directions from Highway 89A to Deepwell Ranch Road from 8 tonight to 5 tomorrow morning due to pavement preservation work. However, due to weather conditions, that work has been postponed. Other improvements include a new roundabout at Perkins Drive, additional widening under the 89A overpass, and construction of James Lane as a tie-in to the new Willow Creek Road realignment. The Highway 89 widening project is expected to be finished by August. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Sunny and chilly today and tomorrow. Cloudy Saturday with rain Saturday night and Sunday. Chilling late tonight to near 22. Highs Friday around 56. 50 Saturday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Sunday's rain and snow showers. Cool your high then to only 39. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low near 23. Sunny highs near 59 tomorrow and Saturday before Sunday's showers. Cool that high to near 47. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable with Sanford and Chuck, continues on KQ&A.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four savory chilies that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor a different, unique, made-from-scratch chili each week as you chase away the winter cold here at Prescott Brewing Company. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down with here in your warm and cozy hometown brewery in the heart of downtown Prescott.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This just in. Breaking news. The clowns in Phoenix have actually got it right. No collusion confusion here. Your year-end donation to Yavapai Exceptional Industries now is a tax credit. $400 singly, $800 filing jointly. An Arizona state tax credit for your year-end gift to Yavapai Exceptional Industries. www.yeiworks.com. Donate now button. Yavapai Exceptional Industries, 45 years in the Central Highlands of Arizona, supporting your neighbors with disabilities in the community and the economy. That's good news. 445-0991. Schedule the tour. It'll make your day. And that's good news every day. YEIWorks.com. Donate now. 445-0991. And that's good news every day.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back live with more Talk of the Town. It's the Thursday roundtable. I'm Sanford Cohen. And joining me live in the studio, Yavapai County Supervisor Tom Thurman. Let's talk about some things a little closer to home. First of all, I guess with the partial government shutdown now in full force as of midday today, what, if any, visible signs are there of the federal shutdown as far as the county is concerned?
Well, you know, the National Forests are on a skeleton crew. They still have a few people out there, but we're picking up with Forest Patrol. Our sheriff's deputies are out there and picking up on that. There's not a lot going on in the forest right now because of the snow, and a lot of people get stuck. Now, we did, unfortunately, the Weather Service had predicted, you know, an inch or less in the Bradshaw Mountains here in the Prescott area and up on Mingus, and it ended up being, you know, 4 to 10 inches. We actually had 10 inches in the little community of Cherry, so there was areas that got a lot of snow. So our plows were out there, Johnny, on the spot as best as we could, but it was very difficult. We had a lot of people that were gone because the Weather Service said it would be less than an inch, and it was New Year's Eve, and so we dealt with that. And so we do a lot of Forest Service roads that they don't do, especially now since they're on this furlough, if you would, paid for furlough. And so we're dealing with that. I think the biggest impact, what a little worry that we had, was with our health clinics, because they are federally funded through Medicare and some state stuff through Access. And we get those in lump sums of funding and money. And so it isn't we get paid weekly from them or something. So we're still holding tight. I think this is a political game. What's unfortunate to me is what I see is what it seems like whatever happens in Washington, D.C., as far as vitriolic type of philosophies kind of comes all the way down to our grassroots level. So a lot of people do not trust local politicians or community servants or whatever you want to call us, because of what's going on in D.C. They can't get along. It wasn't like Reagan and Tip O'Neill where they could work across the aisle. So now they don't get along and they just close down. So now we have all these, how many years of continuing resolutions have we seen, you know? And so it's just on and on. It's not getting any better, unfortunately.
It wouldn't be as blatantly bad if you didn't have videotape. I'm not talking about just an audio doctored audio tape. I'm talking about actual unedited videotape of Chuck Schumer talking about how necessary it is to get the $25 billion done for border security to build a barrier to keep illegal immigration out of the United States. This guy is on tape, on video, saying this. And now to say that, hey, you're not going to get the wall, you know, it's strictly politics. It has nothing to do with what's good for the country or what's right for the country, whether it's a good investment on the government's part to have border security. Because right now, a lot of the border down in Arizona is three strands of barbed wire. And that's not going to keep anybody out of here.
And some of the caravans, if you will, from Central America and Latin America are veering off of Tijuana. Now, there was a breach, I guess, yesterday at San Ysidro. But yes, it is a huge problem. And, you know, and as you were alluding to earlier with this online possible voting on things, with California allowing the illegals to be able to vote, I use the term really in parentheses because I can't believe some of the things that I see. I could literally write a book, a nonfiction novel that you would swear was fiction because
people don't. You know, evidently in California, they don't understand the concept of sovereignty, that, you know, when you allow people from outside our country to vote, they're not going to vote for necessarily what's in the best interest of the country. They're going to totally vote just for their own self-interest. And if
Absolutely.
They are an illegal immigrant with no money and no job and no home,
they're going to want to elect the handout guy.
How do you think they're going to vote?
That's right.
Really.
They don't want to learn how to fish. They want that fish for the day.
Yeah.
You know, but even the Bible says you got to take care of your family first. And I look at, we have enough starving people and problems here in the United States. We need to take care of that first. Then we'll start going from there.
Well, and we do. That's just the point.
And we do everywhere across the world.
You know,
yes.
In the Torah, the farmer is instructed to leave the corners of his fields
fenced.
Yeah,
yes.
And so that the poor can come and be able to feed themselves while the majority of the farm is for the interest of the
right.
family and so forth.
Right.
So yeah, this is all part of the Judeo-Christian tradition that is the United States, and people are taking unfair advantage of it. And the people that are trying to give it away on our behalf, I think they just basically want to see socialism by hook or by crook. And if they can bankrupt the country, if they can legislate and force people to have to give of themselves to situations where you have all of these, you know, new arrivals that are, you know, these are not engineers, you know, these are not people that are involved in things that we need for the betterment of the country. These are people that are of the poorest. And yes, you want to give us your huddled masses, you're tired, you're poor, and all that stuff. And that was great when we had 50 million people. We got 325 million people in this country, 40 million of which, according to Bernie Sanders, 40 million of which live below the poverty line. So, Bernie, you first. How much money are you given to feed these 40 million people? And then we're going to take our money, you know, the taxpayer, and we're going to feed these 40 million people. So you want to bring more people on top of that, when you're already saying we can't even take care of the 40 million.
Look at Germany. Look at the socialism in Europe. It isn't working. Germany came out the other day, said no more immigrants. They can't handle any more. And they got a 60% tax rate. And they can't handle any more. So we're looking here at 20 to 30% tax rate. Let's go to 60, and they, yet even at 60% income tax, they can't handle anymore.
Hey, dude, we used to have 90% in this country. You know that? 90%. We had a marginal tax rate of 90%. And you know what people used to do back then? They used to invest in what's called tax shelters, things that would lose money on purpose so that you could take the write-off at 90%. You would literally make 90 cents on the dollar in tax write-offs because of the 90% tax return. Well, then Reagan comes in and cut the marginal tax rate eventually down into the 40s, if not the 30s. Right. And you know what happened to all those tax shelters? All of a sudden, these people said, oh my God, we got to turn these things into profit-making businesses.
Oh, no.
And we got to start employing people. You know, I mean, it's like, this is why the socialist mindset doesn't grasp the fact that creativity is what drives the economy. When you're a socialist, you have all the answers already. You do not care about innovation. You just want to take from people
rich,
that have made money
to the poor until there is no more rich, no more.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. We're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about the jail. So stick around. In fact, hopefully we have a room for Bernie Sanders here.
Oh, I feel locked in on this.
We'll be back with more Talk of the Town live here on KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and we're live streaming on the web at kqna.com.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Drive away a winner this January at Cliff Castle Casino. We've got your keys to a brand new Kia Sorento. Earn entries all month for a chance to win cash prizes and a new car. Increase your chance of winning with bonus entries on Tuesdays. Keep the winning going with Friday night cash drawings from 6 to 10. Two people each hour will win a share of $3,000. Then on Thursday, January 31st, one lucky winner will drive away with a 2019 Kia Sorento. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442 9116. That's 442 9116.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back with Supervisor Tom Thurman for the last few minutes here of our live Talk of the Town. It's our Thursday roundtable. And you were in here the other day with Supervisor Garrison talking about the need for more jail space. Where is that effort right now, and what are the plans as far as the county going forward with what, adding some jail space maybe here in the Prescott area?
Well, of course, two-thirds of the population of this county is in the Prescott Quad City area. I can tell you this, that the other day, and it varies, but the other day we had over 60 people sleeping on the floor. And so to build a jail, it's going to be a good year and a half to get the plans drawn. We haven't even picked an architectural firm yet. And so we got some RFQs out there for qualifications. We're not allowed to do proposals, i.e. The lowest bidder kind of thing. We go by qualifications by state law. So we have some feelers out there right now. By the time you go through all that and you do needs assessment, we had a CHIN report before, told us what we needed to do. We had the sheriff's report. It's going to take probably 2 years before we can even go out for a proposal to hire somebody to build it. And it's an easy 2 years to build it. So we're looking over 4 years, and we had 60 some odd people on the floor the other night. So where are we going to be in 4 years?
Well, so what's the contingency plan? What if you have a run in the next couple of years of more, jail candidates?
We have to ship them off to whoever has more room, either maybe up in Flagstaff or down in the Phoenix, if they have room.
Wow.
Maricopa County, since they are getting rid of that tent city that Joe Arpaio had, they're building a new jail down there too, but it's not nowhere. It's just at the beginning stages also. It's unfortunate that we have this many people still getting in trouble. Misdemeanors sometimes spend a night. At any given time, though, the last stat I heard was 92% of the people in the jail right now are felons. And so you have to arrest them. I can't allow people. The sheriff can't allow people to go back out and do it again, until at least they're adjudicated. And so we got to get a new jail, and we better start planning now. We've tried for 6 years now to try to get, or 7 years now, try to get a sales tax to pay for a new jail. Both times crashed and burned, I understand. But it's getting to the breaking point. And so this board has decided to go out and look for an architectural firm to build a new jail.
Can you pay for a jail space out of the general fund? Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah, in fact, we have to. We have what they call a maintenance of effort. And right now we're about $9 million a year we're having to add to the existing quarter cent that we have. And so we're spending close to $2 million a year on transporting back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So a new jail over here, we're going to keep it as at least as expensive as we can do, but make it expandable. Mm-hmm. Add another court, so we're not going back and forth, back and back and forth, and a little room, for adult probation and county attorney and public defender, and have all that in there, so it's one stop shop, and so this is probably going to end the neighborhood. We're guessing somewhere in the $30 to $35 million range. I'm hoping we can come in at 25. Your property tax bill, the amount it's going to go up on a real rough guesstimation. On a $200,000 home is maybe in the neighborhood of about $80. It's not a lot. And unfortunately, it's mandatory that we do the incarcerations by state law.
It is definitely a problem that needs to be addressed. We've only got about 4 minutes left, and I wanted to get to something that you had mentioned earlier about some sort of a movement to bring manufactured housing into areas that have what we call stick-built houses.
Right.
What are you seeing with that?
Well, we just had another one the other day, yesterday, in fact, at the Board of Supervisors meeting. We had a neighborhood out in, I won't say where it is, that actually got all together, including some that had manufactured homes, and came to the county with 100% of the signatures that they wanted to go, that it was stick-built only. And some folks actually brought in a double-wide and didn't realize that they should have checked the zoning. And the people that sold them, I won't mention their names, but the people that sold them that double wide should have checked the zoning too, because a lot of folks are naive to what zoning laws
but
are.
But they've set the double wide in place already.
Yeah, well, they're going to remove it.
They are. Huh?
They are going to remove it because that's not fair. The community did. And so the mortgage industry still looks at manufactured homes differently.
Yep, they sure do.
And here at the county, we still allow them to go all the way down to 1976. So you might have a really nice, expensive Palm Harbor or Clayton home right next to you, and then right next to that you might have a 1976, I call them Jiffy Pop popcorns. That's how they burn. They go up and then they just melt. So very unsafe.
Well, and there was a historic settlement of a situation like that in Prescott Valley years ago, is located somewhere between Spouse and Ranger, and off of Spouse between Ranger and Robert Road, where someone had placed a manufactured home and removed all trace of the manufactured home. It literally, the vinyl siding went right into the ground. And they built little concrete steps going right up to and the whole bit. And nobody knew it. Nobody knew about this. And then either somebody in the neighborhood or might have been an inspector a couple years after the fact, all of a sudden realized, was like, hey, somebody put a manufactured home in the middle. And there was a whole big to-do about it. Bottom line was they left the home there. And it is still
there. Well, you can get a use permit. And if the neighbors are okay with it here, the neighbors were not. But I remember Prescott Valley years ago actually had a houseboat. Remember?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. That was, I'm telling you, the early days of Prescott Valley, for those of us that are still around can remember it, it was a developer's, crazy dream. There were just all kinds of insanity.
Chip sealed the clay on Robert Road, and that didn't, of course, last. And
Three times.
Or Bill Glassford Hill Road in a two lane, and I'm going, why did you do that? When a year and a half later, they rip it all up, and make it.
If we could get it right the first time, then we wouldn't need to have petitions online.
Well, and see, this is the problem with government. We're always reactive. We're not proactive. We need to start changing that train of thought.
Well, we started to change a few minds today. We thank you for tuning in. Mark Levin is up next on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Hope you had a chance to tune in to the brand new America First with Sebastian Gorka, made its debut, and it's on every weekday at 1 o'clock here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Big thank you to Supervisor Thurman, and for the rest of you, enjoy your Thursday, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 for Let's Talk Sports on KQ&A.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.